Ranch gates are narrative architecture along Texas roads and highways. Basically, they keep animals in and unwanted guests out, but they also tell stories about people, places, and traditions. Some portray an idealized world of cowboys, cattle, and horses and are created by artists working with metal. Others are more personal. Maria Eugenia Guerra writes about the border ranching culture from Santa Maria Ranch in Zapata County. Its gate rises 15 feet to a triangle shape on top. It was built with recycled steel pipes and includes replicas of the ranch's branding irons, Bar G, and Diamond Bar.
It's not an easy gate that you would jump over. It's definitely a security proposition. But at the same time, it's sort of a friendly gate, too. It says, this is where we live. This is who we are.
A welder built the gate on the ground, raised it with a boom truck, then welded it in place and set it in cement. Then it was scrubbed, primed, and painted. At Christmas, it's decorated with barbed wire wreaths and holiday lights. Along Highway 16 in Zapata County, some ranch gates have become roadside attractions. For instance, Nano Bustamante built a series of entryways with leftover drilling equipment from gas wells on his ranch. The most elaborate proclaims its name Las Camitas Ranch. The most whimsical announces Joe Six-Pack Ranch, with cylindrical fittings incorporated into the design. Maria Eugenia Guerra.
I think what you see on Highway 16 is a lot of personalized gateways. Real imaginative, real creative. Some of them are little messages of what I did or what I'm going to do. And then you're also noticing the lack of those. You'll see some ranches that belong to large trusts and it's all business. They're just big steel gates, high fences, and the message is keep out.